digital marketer. Today, it's content creation with Garrett Holmes.
Hello and welcome to the Digital Marketer Podcast. As always, my name is Garrett Holmes and I am here on this beautiful, well, I guess it's not beautiful. It's a dark and gloomy April morning here in Austin, Texas, but that is okay because today we're going to be talking about something that's not so dark and gloomy. We're going to be talking about my approach to content creation and content creation at scale. So one of the things that I've heard a lot lately is I know content marketing is important. I know that I need to do this for my business, but I mean, let's face it, it takes a long time. It's hard and that's okay. You know, it is a difficult part of your business, especially if you're not a content creator at heart. If you're not a writer, if you're not a social media expert, content creation can be difficult. But I've spent a lot of time working in the world of content creation, content marketing, all of that fun stuff. And a principle that Ryan Dice has taught plenty over the years is something that we're going to be applying here today. So this is going to be a bit more of a tactical episode. This is not an interview style episode, as you've probably heard in the past. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome, welcome. We're happy you're here joining us here on the Digital Marketer Podcast. So let's just jump right into this and get into the meat and potatoes here. So we've identified the problem. There's too many platforms. I mean, you've got Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. I mean, it's just endless. You've got all of these places where you need to publish content or where you're told that you need to publish content. Then to perpetuate that even further, there's too many content types. So you've got status updates, you've got photos, you've got videos, you've got GIFs, you've got all kinds of different content types that you then have to populate these platforms with. And then what's something that we all have? Too little time. We all are running our businesses. We're all working very hard in our jobs, and content marketing can kind of seem like something that easily falls on the back burner. So what can you do? Well, this is the approach that I have used in my time with lean teams to create an endless supply of content. I say endless, it's mostly like a month's worth of content at a time with as little effort as possible. And I don't mean to say that by applying a little bit of effort, you're going to create something that is not quality. That is the opposite. This is just a very simple technique that I use, applying the principle of splintering. So Ryan Dice has talked about splintering a ton in the past, and we'll get into what that is exactly a little bit later, but I'm sure you already know what splintering is. But the first thing that I want to cover today is ideation. Then we're going to go into production. So how do you turn those ideas into producing content? Then we're going to talk all about the splintering process and how you can turn one piece of content into about, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks of content. And then the last step that we're going to cover today is putting that all into a calendar so that you can easily schedule out all of your content on all of your platforms in an easy way and get all of your content marketing efforts done in little to no time at all. So bear with me here. This is going to be a fun one. This is something that I really enjoy talking about. So let's dive in. So let's talk first about ideation. So ideation is simply the idea of Wow, that's, you know, kind of meta right there. But ideation is the idea of coming up with ideas for your content. So when we're creating content, typically the most common piece of content that content marketers will produce are blog posts. So let's start with a blog post. So a lot of times I get asked, hey, Garrett, how do you come up with ideas for blog posts? How do you start really creating a content calendar that isn't just, you know, out of the air, what I think my customers want, but what they actually want? Or how do I create an idea that's something that is going to generate a lot of organic traffic for me through the search engines? Well, there's a couple of really, really cool places that I have gone to in the past to come up with some really great ideas for the content that I've written or the content that I've had produced for the businesses that I've worked for. So one of the first places, and one place that's always a standard in my ideation process, is the website Quora.com. Quora.com. Quora is, honestly, it's just a very intellectual forum where people can go ask questions and get answers. So think of Yahoo Answers back in the day, but this is like the collegiate level of Yahoo Answers. So everyone who answers these questions take it very seriously. It's a lot of highly educated people, honestly, that are contributors on this site that are answering questions. And they focus a lot on, you know, science, math, business, economics, all of these bigger kind of more intellectual topics. So you're going to get more high quality answers here. But you're also going to get a lot of people who rely on these high quality answers to get answers to the questions that they have. So there's a lot of people asking questions on Quora about specific industries. So there's a lot of people out there who are asking, hey, what is the best platform for me, you know, to be on for e-commerce? There's people asking questions about, I need help with, you know, Facebook ads, or, you know, there's all kinds of different things that people are talking about on the site. You can just kind of start typing in questions or start typing in topics that people may be asking in your industry. And I'm sure you'll be able to find some prompts there. Next is Reddit. So Reddit is like Quora's, it's like Quora's bigger little brother. And what I mean by that is Reddit is full of, you know, humor and fun and all that stuff, but there are a lot of questions being answered on Reddit as well. Reddit is also a forum. And honestly, here's what I do is I type in a specific topic or a specific question in Google, and then I just put the word Reddit after the end. And then I can find all of the search results that have questions being asked on Reddit regarding a particular topic. The next is Facebook groups. So here at Digital Marketer, we have Engage, which is our private Facebook group, where we have about 10,000 members asking questions to their fellow Digital Marketer Engage members all the time. And so, believe it or not, we get a lot of our ideas for blog content or for you know, video content from the questions that come from our Facebook groups. So you may not have a Facebook group of your own, but there are tons of Facebook groups out there on a variety of different topics. And chances are there's public Facebook groups out there where you can join and you can start browsing the questions that are being asked on that page. Another place where you can start to get ideas are from your customers. So simply, you know, ask your customers, what pain points are they facing? What are some of the issues that they're having with you know, your business in particular, or the service that you provide, or the industry that you're in? Your customers are going to be able to provide you some really valuable feedback. And if you start hearing some common threads amongst your customers, that's going to be some great ideas for you to create content about. And then the last, and certainly not least, is keyword planners. So, you know, Google offers a free keyword planner out there. There's also tons of keyword planner tools free on the internet. Just search keyword planner in Google and you'll find a couple of really good ones. Keyword planners are really good for understanding what keywords out there are driving the highest amount of search volume. So if you're unfamiliar with that term, essentially keyword planners will tell you how many people are searching for a particular topic or a particular question. So if you go in and you're like, okay, maybe I am running a boutique candle business, all right? And I am trying to figure out how many people are curious about soy candles. Well, I'll type in soy candles in the keyword planner and see what the search volume is for soy candles, you know? Then I'll maybe start to ideate around, you know, what are people curious about with soy candles? You know, maybe are soy candles better than X candles? Are soy candles healthier for your home? I don't know, but you're getting the idea. You can start to dive into these keyword planners and start asking questions and seeing how many people are also asking those questions in search engines. So to reiterate, these five places that I go to find ideas for creating content, creating blog posts, are Quora, Reddit, Facebook groups, your customers, and keyword planners. So From there, what I recommend doing is breaking all of the questions into topics that you should cover. So if you find questions that people are asking out here on these platforms, then you should break these down into topics. So what I do here is I like to turn all of the topics that I decide to write about into headlines. So think of headlines that you read on the news every day. I like to turn these topics into headlines, and I try to have my headlines speak to the desired end result. Now, that's an important piece of the puzzle there. You want your headlines to really allude to what a user is going to get out of the piece of content that you're writing about. Speaking to that desired end result is something that we, you know, talk about in the world of marketing all of the time, but a lot of people don't really talk about that in their headlines. And headlines are what people see first. It's what grabs attention. It's what really drives somebody to actually go in and read an article, especially if you're promoting it via your list or if you're maybe sending it through paid traffic. You know, your headline is going to be super, super important. So if you can, it doesn't always happen, but try to speak to the desired end result. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples here and run through a little bit of a scenario here in my little fake business here. So let's say that we own a vegan dinner subscription service. Now, bear with me. If I lost you at vegan, that's okay, but bear with me. Vegan dinner subscription service. So think Blue Apron, but entirely vegan. All right, so that's the business that we have. So what I'm going to do is I want to come up with some blog posts for my website now that kind of address some questions that people have maybe regarding going vegan. So I'm simply going to go into Google and type vegan questions Reddit. Simple as that. Three words, vegan questions Reddit. All right. So it looks like when I pull up my search results here, the top result is a Reddit link from a group called Ask Vegans. And it looks like this group is all about having questions about veganism. Ask it here and get replies from friendly vegans who are ready to help. Okay, cool. So I dive into this link and now I'm on this little, they call them subreddits, essentially little groups within Reddit. And the top post on this forum says, "Hey, I'm planning to go full vegan. How do I get vitamin B12? Awesome. This is a great topic. If you're not familiar, B12 is a vitamin that vegans are pretty much always deficient in because you can't naturally get it from too many foods. Most people get it from the meat that they eat. So this is a question that people are asking all over this forum. Actually, as I'm scrolling down, I'm seeing more and more of these questions. You know, I want to do this, or, you know, maybe I don't have enough energy. Am I getting enough B12? Okay. So you're starting to get the picture here. So let's take that as our topic. Let's take the topic of vitamin B12 and start to use that as inspiration for our blog post. All right, so remember the idea of turning that topic into headlines? Let's start thinking about all of the scenarios in which people might be inquiring about B12. All right, so let's say we want to create a very informative piece about vitamin B12. So the first headline that I would write is maybe, "What is vitamin B12 and why do we need it?" Simple as that. The end result that you're getting out of that is obviously the answer to what is vitamin B12, but why is it important? What am I going to get out of B12 and why is it something that I need in my life? So the next one is maybe, okay, now that we know what it is and why we need it, how do we get it? So let's talk about 7 foods rich in vitamin B12 for a healthy vegan diet. So again, that headline is 7 foods rich in vitamin B12 for a healthy vegan diet. Now you're talking to the consumer, alluding to the fact that they're going to be healthy, but that end result is you're going to have 7 foods now that somebody's going to be able to go out and buy that are going to be rich in vitamin B12. All right, so now I know what it is. I know what the foods are. How do I incorporate B12 into my vegan diet? You know, are there other ways to incorporate vitamin B12 other than these 7 foods that are rich in the vegan diet? Let's talk about, you know, the other side of it. Maybe people are wondering, okay, obviously we need this, but what happens when you don't have it. So maybe talking about a headline that's what happens to your body when you're deficient in vitamin B12. Okay, so now you're flipping the script and saying like, okay, obviously we need this. Obviously we know how to incorporate it in our body, but if we don't get it, what are the drawbacks? You know, what actually happens to our body? And then last but not least, let's round out that set of ideas with 15 vegan recipes full of vitamin B12. So now you're just taking all of those, you know, previous ideas and rounding it all into one and saying, okay, you understand what this topic is. You understand why it's needed. You understand the base kind of principles of how to get this into your diet. Now it's a headline all about the recipes that you can make incorporating B12 into your diet. So that's just, I know that was probably not the best example. I know that vegan turns a lot of people away, but it's a really, you know, it's a really easy topic to kind of pick out these, you know, problems or pick out these headlines with, you know, and all of those ideas. I mean, that's 5 blog posts that, you know, I could go out and create all from one question that I found on Reddit. So you're starting to see, you know, kind of this theme is like, okay, you can go on these websites and you can find questions that people are asking out there, and then you can turn those questions into topics for your blog. So here's a quick example that I did here at Digital Marketer. So I was noticing that whenever we published a blog post about Facebook ads, it would do really well. And I noticed that in our Facebook group, a lot of people were asking about Facebook ads. So I started diving in and I started seeing, like, you know, people posting questions about like, hey, you know, I need some inspiration for my Facebook ads. Can you look at my ad and give me suggestions? Like, what should I change about my ad here? And I was like, oh man, people need kind of a repository of ads to go and compare their ads to see, you know, what are the best practices of some of the biggest brands out there. So I went out and I gathered 47 examples of Facebook ads that essentially just, I compiled them into a swipe file, into a blog post, and then kind of gave the pros and cons of each of them. And yeah, it what ended up happening is we emailed that post to the list, to our Digital Marketer email list. And overnight, we doubled the traffic of our blog. Now, that wasn't a continual doubling in traffic there, but we were able to drive twice as many visitors to the site from that one post than we had in the previous 3 months, which is pretty remarkable. So just goes to show that if you address questions that people have, that they're actually out there asking, it's going to reward you. And over time, you know, as more and more people are asking these, you know, not on just forums, but also in search engines, you're going to start to notice that these questions are going to start driving organic traffic through search. And especially if you run those questions or run those topics through your keyword planners, you'll start to see how many people are currently searching for those topics. So, all right. So that was the ideation phase. So that was step one in this whole process. And I know that was a lot, but it's an important step and honestly a step that I get asked about the most. How do I come up with ideas? Where, you know, maybe I can come up with 5 ideas, but how do I do this once a week, twice a week, and continually come up with ideas? Those are my 5 go-tos for coming up with ideas for blog content that I go out and create. All right. So the next big step in this entire process is the production step. So, all right, Garrett, you told us how to get ideas for content. Now, how do we go and create that content? Especially, I hear a lot of people saying, hey, I'm not that great of a writer, or I don't have time to sit down and write a blog post. Well, we're all in marketing here, and I guarantee that we all have the ability and the experience getting in front of a camera, getting in front of a webcam and recording a little bit of a webinar. You know, webinars are kind of, you know, the norm in the industry for video content, or not the norm, but a lot of people are familiar with webinars in the industry, and a lot of us have actually done them. So if you're in, you know, working in your business and you're answering questions that your audience is asking, What I'm telling you is that you should go out and create a webinar about that topic. So if, you know, we're going back to the vegan dinner subscription service, I take one of those headlines. So let's say I want to create a webinar all about what is vitamin B12 and why do we need it? All right. So I'm going to sit down and I'm going to create a video webinar talking about the topic of B12 and why it's important for somebody who is a vegan to incorporate B12 into their diet. All right. So you've got this video. Now, this video is an important piece of the puzzle. You don't have to record a video first, but this is part of the splintering process that we're going to be talking about here coming up. So you're going to record this video webinar anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes, just in front of a camera. It doesn't have to be with slides. You know, slides can make it a little bit more interactive, give the viewer something to look at, but it doesn't have to be. If you just want to sit down and essentially create a podcast episode like this one and talk about a certain topic for a certain amount of time, that's okay too. So you're creating this video, and then what you can do is there's a ton of services out there that allow you to send a video and then have that video turned into a blog post. Find a ghostwriter of sorts. So we do this all the time. My recommendation is that you should pay about $200 to $250 per 2,000 words. So that's kind of my rule of thumb, especially for content that's written from a video source. So you could probably get away with, you know, a 1,000 to 1,500 word blog post for $100 to $150 if you want to, you know, cut the budget a little bit. But if you want to have a ghostwriter turn that video into a blog post, that's something that I would recommend you do if you don't think that you're a great writer, if you just don't have the time to sit down and write. And it can cost you anywhere from $100 to $250 depending on the length of that blog post. So that's really step one and step two of production. So let's recap. You've created a video webinar talking about a specific topic, covering all the ideas there. Then you had that video turned into a blog post. Awesome. So now we've got two great pieces of content, a 30 to 45 minute webinar, a 1,000 to 2,000 word blog post. Now we get into the topic of splintering. So great. Let's go all the way back to the beginning, recap where we're at. So we've come up with our ideas that we got from questions that are our audience is asking, whether that be on a forum or, you know, directly from our customers. Then we're turning that question or that topic into a webinar, having that webinar turned into a blog post, and now we get to splinter. So this is the third step in the process. And if you're not familiar with splintering, let me break it down for you Webster Dictionary style. So splintering is the process of breaking bits and pieces off of your existing content and sharing them through your distribution channels. So think of splintering as just taking bits and pieces off of your content and distributing it elsewhere. So let's see. Yeah, if you remember, oh man, I'm going to butcher this, but if you remember back in biology class back in school, you know, we talked about cells dividing and you know, becoming these globules of or masses of cells. You know, it's kind of like that. You're taking one and making two, and then two and making four. And so we're splintering this content and taking little pieces off of that content to stand alone as its own piece of content. So let's talk about the different steps here. So we have our video, right? That's the first piece of content that you've created, your video webinar. And good news is, by turning that video webinar into a blog post, you've already splintered off something off of that video. So you've already started the splintering process, all right? So now you've got this video and you've got this blog post. Now, what you do with that video is up to you. If it's a webinar, I would use it as like maybe a gated webinar to collect leads. It can be used, you know, as a standalone piece of content out there to benefit your business on top of just being source material for your blog post. So you've got your video as a gated webinar, you've got your blog post that's going to be distributed out as content. now what you can do is you can cut that video up into enticing clips. So if in that video, let's say you have a 2-minute section that's just super, super punchy, super standalone on its own, it would be a great video for social media. Maybe find 2 or 3 sections within that video to cut up into these enticing clips, and then you can distribute those out on social media. So you've splintered your video off into a blog post. You're using that video as its own gated webinar, and then you're splitting that video up into clips to use on social media. So right there, I mean, if you got 3 clips out of that video that you can put out on social media, you've got 5 pieces of content right there, all off of one idea. You've got a video webinar, you've got a blog post, and you've got 3 social media clips that you can distribute on all of your channels, whether that be YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. That can go everywhere. All right. So we're not done yet. We're going to splinter off more stuff. So now you have your blog written, whether you wrote that yourself based on the video or you had somebody else write that. What I want you to do is read through your blog and identify 3 things. So identify any important quotes from that blog. So if there's something within that blog that's just, you know, inspirational or punchy or really tactical, take that and quote it. So just kind of cut and paste that and set it aside. Next, identify any important statistics. Let's say your blog post has a lot of different numbers or a lot of references to kind of crazy statistics around a certain topic. Take all of those statistics and cut them out as well. And those can be used later here as we dive into what we're going to do with these things. And then 3, identify any important lists or processes within your blog post. So you're taking out any important quotes, you're taking out any important statistics, and then if there's any important lists or processes within the blog post, you've taken those out as well. And what we're going to be doing with these is we're going to be turning these into social media images. So we all are familiar on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. People are posting images, maybe they're quote images or maybe they're listicle images or you name it. You can take these important quotes, important statistics, and important lists and processes and turn those into social media images. So for example, I took a blog post off the Digital Marketer blog. It's an agency-focused blog post called The Perfect Pipeline, How to Fill, Nurture, and Convert Leads to Grow Your Digital Marketing Agency. All right, so I went through and I did this. I went through and identified all of the important quotes within that, all of the important statistics, and then a few important lists and processes. And what I did was I went to, there's a software called Adobe Spark. Now, a lot of us probably aren't designers or don't have access to a designer right now. Well, this is your ultimate cheat code for design. Now, Adobe Spark is a really, really cool tool. It's about $8 a month to take the watermark off. I highly recommend you do this, but it allows you to go in and just easily create images with words on them. Now, I mean, you can input your brand colors and create templates and make this, you know, as super simple tool for you to use all of the time. But I highly recommend you go in there and check out that tool. So in about 10 minutes, I was able to create 5 social media images from 1 blog post without really even trying. It was just reading the blog post, pulling out those important quotes, important statistics, and important lists and processes, and then translating those onto images for a social media post. All right, so that's a lot, I know. So let's recap a little bit. So we started with that video webinar all about a specific topic. Then we took that video webinar and turned it into a blog post, right? Then we cut 3 individual video segments off of the video webinar to use out on social media, out on YouTube. And then we took that blog post and turned that blog post into 5 additional social media images. So right off the bat, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of content. Well, great. Now you can start putting all of these pieces of content onto your calendar. So you know, maybe you're not posting on social media every day, and that's okay. You know, not all of us need to, you know, but you can start to stretch all 10 pieces of this content over, you know, a 3 to 4 week period. You know, just start placing it on your calendar every few days. You know, maybe one of the video clips goes on a Monday, a social media image goes on a Thursday, then on Sunday we're gonna post another image, and then on Tuesday we're gonna post another video segment, and then maybe that Friday the video webinar is actually gonna happen, and you've been using these images and videos to kind of seed some hype for this video that's coming out, or maybe to drive people to the landing page to sign up for a webinar. And then throughout the rest of the month, you can distribute all of this additional splintered content. So that's, you know, that's kind of the strategy. And I'm sorry if this isn't translating 100% all through audio, but if you just think about this idea of splintering content and how powerful it can be, it's really going to benefit you in terms of creating content with a lean team. So last but not least, you know, we've created 10 pieces of content from one idea. I want to create one more. And so I'm going to get a little bit meta here. And actually, it's going to be two more. So I have, since creating this, you know, basically this idea of splintering and how I splinter, you know, I turned it not only into a process that I employ, but I also turned this into a presentation. So now you can take this video webinar that you're making, right? Because believe it or not, this conversation that I'm having with you right now originally started as a webinar. So this is where it gets super meta and super confusing, but this idea of the perpetual content calendar was a webinar first. Then we turned it into all sorts of different little social media posts. Then it became a talk that I would give on stage. So I started using this as something to pitch out there for talks on stages. And I spoke at a couple of different events giving this talk specifically. And now I'm turning this talk into a podcast. So this one question that I answered for our audience turned into 12 pieces of content that I've been using over the past, I started giving this presentation about 8 months ago. So I just, you know, I think it's really important to think about splintering content as a very, very valuable piece of your business, especially if you're running a lean team, especially if it's just you. You've got to squeeze content out and use it until it's not relevant anymore. But creating evergreen content like this, I mean, this is a framework that's going to work for a long time, you know, as long as there's a multitude of platforms out there, as long as there's a need to create content to drive awareness, this is going to be a topic that people are going to latch onto. Now, I may adapt it as things change, but you get the idea. So, you know, I'm done talking about this, but the last thing that I just wanted to go over is the three-step process. So let's just recap the whole thing. The first process is create that video webinar. Then you're going to turn that video webinar into a blog post. And then you're going to splinter all of that out to create content over a 3 to 4 week period in your calendar. So I hope that this was helpful to y'all. I hope that this is something that you can go out and use in your business. You know, if you use one thing out of this, just think of, you know, content isn't one piece of content and then it's done. Content can live on for a long, long time. You can republish blog posts, you can update blog posts, you can update content and use the same ideas over and over again. It's not always the best option, but it is an option, especially when you're running with a lean team. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. This is kind of something new that we're trying, you know, getting a little bit more tactical with some of the stuff that we're doing here on the podcast. But yeah, it's been real. It's been a pleasure. And as always, I'm Garrett Holmes. You're listening to the Digital Marketer Podcast, and we'll see you back here, same time, same place next week. Bye.
Hey, DM listeners, if you're running a Black Friday or Cyber Monday special, listen up, because Digital Marketer just released our Canva Holiday Promo Pack. It includes almost 200 templates that you can use to make the graphics for all your upcoming holiday specials and three unique design themes for each holiday. The promo pack is usually $27, but you can get it today for free. Check the show notes for the link to download, or you can go directly to digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates. That's digitalmarketer.com/LP/holiday templates.